Welcome to Ignite Your Day. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And I pray that God is blessing you with the shows that we're putting together. I went out there in my archives and looked for something for you for today. It's a wonderful sermon talking about faith and fear, recorded back about 2018. It's going to bless you. It's talking about miracles. It was during one of my healing services in my old building that we used to have years back. And I pray that it blesses you. God bless.
As I was telling you when we first started, today is going on our third year today. Almost exact day. Almost the 20th is when we did it last. The first time we ever had one was January 20th, 2016. So we're going on the 3rd of January doing this. And I tell you what, it started just by me asking a few friends of mine to come out and help me put something together. But let me tell you what, I didn't realize this until I'm sitting there talking to my wife that years ago, I'm talking years ago, we're in Kingwood, that's where we live, and we're just trying to find out where to go do more ministry stuff, where to go preach, and I'm like, if I just had a, I'm talking to my wife, I said, if I just had a building, or even a space that I could use once a month, I would just hold healing services, and let God decide where I go to preach, amen? And I mean, it's not a business, it's not a machine, it's faith. You just let God do the things. And you let God bring the things. And guess what? I didn't realize that until after the first year I was doing this that I spoke that into his existence. Come on. Amen. Amen. So I started doing this, and I started with a bunch of minister friends. And we have two left. I brought friends from all the way from South Texas, from Louisiana, all over Texas as well. And they all came and they helped give me confidence for this. Amen? How many of us know we need confidence when we're doing something for God?
Yes.
You know, 100 people ain't going to show up the first night. You know, it's not going to be everything you want because you got to pray it through. It's not going to be exactly how you want it. You're not going to have all the equipment you want, but you just keep doing it.
Amen.
You stay the course.
Amen.
Everybody say stay the course.
Stay the course.
And that's where you have to be in your mind. You got to be mentally tough doing the work of God.
Yes.
And you got to be not ultra sensitive.
That's right.
Come on. You don't need to cry every day that nobody, everybody don't like you. And ministry's not feeling like that. They don't like me anymore. We're not here to make friends. Praise God.
Amen.
We're here to preach the gospel.
Amen.
When God's people and the like-minded people, we all line up together well. The love is there. God says you know them by the love. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you what, it was something that we just kept going and going. And we always, the early days, we loved when Daryl McManus came. But we loved it more when Cindy McManus came because she brought all her friends. So we had people to preach to. and me and Daryl were like always saying, Cindy coming? I don't know. Let me check if she's coming with me this time. So check if she's coming because we know Cindy came. Well, we had a full house. But that's how it was. And then there was times that Daryl couldn't come. And there was times we only had two people in the service. So this is nothing. There was times we had just two people. Me, the guy preaching, and one of my kids. But you know what? I didn't fold up the tent. I didn't say, oh, but the summer you don't do this because no one shows up. No, I said, God, if you allow me to use this building, yes, I'll do a studio for you, God. But I ask you to let me pray for the sick.
Amen.
I don't know how to get them here. I don't know how to preach to get them here. I don't know where to grab them from because I don't not start started a church, and I'm not trying to take anyone from anywhere. They're planted where they're at, and God's using them. But this is something that's not preached much, and there's a miracle anointing of healings, a miracle on me, God, and I want to lay hands on the sick so they shall recover. The doors aren't opening up for me to preach in the church because that's not where you're sending me right now. But if I open these doors and I say, God, send those that are hurt, send those that are sick, send those that just need a touch just to know you're real. How does it know we just need a touch sometimes?
Amen.
Sometimes our own faith battles. Is this real?
Right.
I'm being honest.
Yes.
I'm not no super Christian. I'm being honest. When you got to sit there and say, hey, is this really happening? I tell you what, I guarantee if I gave the mic around to everyone here, you can say the same thing. I know it. I know it. I know that he's real. I know it because I've seen him do this and I've seen him do that. I've seen him take me from a crowd and put me in front of kings. Come on. Pull me out of a crowd in the ICRS 2014. Pulled me out of a crowd and took me to Sid Ross producers and said, kid, we heard you have a book called Igniter of Faith. We have, it's a good time to show them my book on TV. We have a book of Igniter of Faith. And we heard that it's powerful and it's anointed. It has stories of miracles and healings that are happening today, not yesterday, but today. He goes, let us, what you got, kid? They pulled me in front of the producers. I'm just standing. There's a conference going on around me. People are walking by, talking. You know, any little distraction in your ministry could easily throw you off your game. Easy, quick. I'm telling you, as a preacher. And I just sit there, and at first I started to go talk about it, testify about it. No, they weren't impressed. I said, you know what? I just preached about it. And I start preaching. And preaching, just like I'm preaching here. Next thing you know, 3 months later, I'm on Sid Roth. I know that God moves. Amen? Because he can take someone from just nowhere. How many people know where Kingwood is around the world? How many people know where Elmwood? They know where Houston is, praise God. But how many know those suburbs and those places? But God can take you from anywhere and move. That's why I know. Not only that, but that's one of the reasons the last years I knew that he's with me on this. I knew that the miracles that I was seeing was not just for me. You know, the Bible says this. The Bible says that the miracles and the healings, Jesus said this himself in John 9, chapter 1, 2, and 3. He says this. He says, the miracles are that God may be glorified. That God will manifest in him. They're talking about a blind man. The disciples asked him, who did the wrong thing? Was it his mama? Or what is his dad? I'm a Texas boy. I'm sorry. Jesus said, neither. But that God will manifest in him. That God will get all the glory for the miracle. And if you read that story, Jesus went over there and that's when he got the clay. If you remember the clay story, put the clay in the guy's eyes, that was the story. The guy never asked for a healing. He never jumped up in line and said, pray for me, pastor. He never asked for anything. But the disciples just pointed and said, hey, how about this blind guy? And Jesus went and healed him. So sometimes you ain't even got to ask. You just got to do what Jesus told him. What did Jesus tell him? Go wash. Go wash your eyes. When you go wash your eyes, he goes, that's all he said. Just go wash your eyes. He went and washed his eyes and he could see. And then they took him in front of the Pharisees because it's the Sabbath day. And what happened? Well, they looked at him and they're like, no way. They wouldn't believe him. No way. No way this happened. And if you look in the scriptures, if you read in the scriptures, he sounded very unintellectual in the first part. Well, this man named Jesus came up to me and he prayed. He said, go put clay on my eyes and went home and go wash my eyes. And I did, and now I can see him. And then they kept badgering him that they wouldn't believe this. And then all of a sudden, they called his parents. And his parents were afraid of these guys. And they're like, well, he's old enough to speak for himself. Let him say it. And they asked him again. And you know what he said? He said, I told you once. And if I tell you twice, you're still not going to believe me. How can this man not be from God that does these amazing things? And he went on to school them. And he said, there was not a man alive to this date on this earth that could heal a blind man like that. How could he not be from God? And the scriptures down later, they of course threw them out, they didn't believe them. We don't need them to believe, amen? We just need to believe on God ourselves, amen?
Amen.
I tell you what, my friends, healings happen, miracles happen, because God wants to show who He is, amen?
Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, the other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. I want to welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God. Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe, send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back, I do email back, I do make phone calls back, I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me, I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
I tell you, so we started having services here 3 years ago. We had a lot of people coming at the other building. We had different guests and stuff. And it was fine. But like my good friend Gerald Davis would say, it just didn't sit well. It just didn't sit well in my spirit at all. I'm like, there's something more. So we got this building. And we got this building. We moved from over there. And kind of things backwards. Most people start in a small building and work towards the big building. We went from the big building and came to the small building. And from that day forward, I tell you what happened. When I did that, I handpicked all these ministers and friends of mine, because who wouldn't? Oh, hey, we're doing some services. That's how we should be. And they were the people I picked just to start off and go. But over 2 years, 3 years, guess what? God handpicked his own team and brought them here. He handpicked the team to come work with me. And so these are the ones I want you to use. These are the ones I want to have you minister with. These are the ones that have the same heart. Like, you're not that other guys didn't, but they all had their other ministries. They're both pastors, both doing their own thing. and they come and help me. But these guys, God sent me. I'd rather have who God sent me than who I picked. But God used that time over there, the time over here. Let me tell you about this. Those crutches over there belong to a young man that came walking in with them, crooked, bent. And when I looked at him, I didn't have to ask him what he needed. But I still always ask people what they need, because they need to profess it in front of God. Sometimes that's the biggest thing, when they start professing what they need. I looked at him and I said, what do you need? He goes, I want to be made straight. We prayed for him, smacked him in the back, stretched him out, put him on a chair, had a couple of people stay with him, prayed, and then had them come and help me in the altars again. And people around him could say, we're taping at that time, they would say that they could hear popping happening right where he's at. They heard popping happen in his limbs. He stood up. I was signing him at my book table, selling books. He walked right by me without crutches. And I said, where's your crutches? He said, they're on the floor and I don't need them anymore. I'm like, amen. And he walked off, healed. That's one of the miracles that we've seen. That was one of the first big things that we've seen. And from there, we just start seeing everything. I mean, we've had deaf ears open, amen. Blind eyes open. We had knees that were. One lady came here and she sent an email to me just to let me know that she got healed just a few months back. She said that Dr. Yannis came up to me and I suffered from, she had like some arthritis in her knee, and she was just, it was really painful for several years, maybe 3 or 4 years. She said, Dr. Yannis just came up and slapped my knee. I was like, oh, I don't know how to keep reading the email. She goes, and I was healed instantly.
Amen.
Although I was a bit worried how he came in to hit me. But praise God. I kind of read too much of the Wigglesworth. That kind of stuff got me going and stuff. But in that service we had, in that building, we had a whole family get healed. They drove from, I think, maybe Northside, and they drove all the way over here. When they went home, they're in the van driving, and they all got healed. They're all completely healed right after service. They all, six of them in the van, all different sicknesses, all healed. I found that out because the young lady that was in that van came over here, we're standing right over here where the fire exit is, and she came over there and she told me that she came for prayer for her grandmother. She told me a testimony about them all being healed, that her grandmother had a stroke. And when her grandmother had a stroke, she was in bed. She couldn't, the doctor said she wouldn't be able to move around, couldn't cook, couldn't clean, just lay in bed. She couldn't talk. Well, I said, let's believe. I don't need to go there. Let's just believe. Your faith brought you here. God will do the rest.
Amen.
And you know what? I got an email from her a week later saying grandma was up and cleaning and cooking.
Amen.
Those are the things that happen when you stay the course. You stay the course. You know, God does all the healing. Amen. God does all the miracles. All I do is get your faith excited, get your faith in the Word of God. I'm the one that gets you to where you need to be in faith. Just be inspired. Because your faith has to activate. It has to activate. It has to possess. Activate and possess. Those are the same words. You have to be able to grab it. Bring it into your life. Bring in your healing. Bring in your miracle. We have so many different things happen this past year. And I tell you what. No matter where I've gone, no matter where I've been, I've seen the same miracles. I made a promise to God, and my team knows this, and some of y'all have been here know this, that all the miracles that happened in India, all the miracles that happened in Kenya, they were amazing miracles, and they're in this book, and I can testify all night about those. But I tell you this, it got to my spirit when today's media and the Christian network weren't excited about them anymore. Like, oh, that always happens overseas. No, it doesn't. Not all the time. So I put in my spirit, I said, Father, I will not go on another mission trip until I see the same miracles happening at the same rate and bigger here in the United States. And my wife can tell you, I've not been on a mission trip since. And you know, that was 3.5 years ago when Owen Sidroff was the only one that called me about my book. Everyone else weren't interested. You can name all the top shows, not interested. And I guarantee you this, those miracles that happen will make this book 3 times its size. 3 times the size of what we've seen. In Los Angeles, Pastor Jan, we didn't even get to pray for her. She's such a blessed woman. She's funny. She's a little short, little black lady, about this tall. I would say her age. Don't get mad at me, Pastor Jan. But anyway, she prays for people. She gets into that prayer. They're falling down. She's going down with him. She's holding on. Oh, no, 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 I'm going with you. She's just hilarious. And Jesus, the last time we're praying, we're all, the first of September, we're out there doing the service, and we're like looking for Jan to help us pray for the ladies. And all we hear is, oh, Jesus, on the floor. She's interceding. She's breaking it through. Everybody prays a different way. That's the way God uses her to intercede and to push through and get them to where they need to be. Well, we prayed for everyone in LA in the last service. I tell you what, it was amazing. We never had a service where everyone just stood and made a big circle and we prayed afterwards. Everybody just didn't want to leave. Now, we have that here where nobody wants to leave after service several times. And I tell you what, we didn't get to pray for her. I recognize that we didn't get to pray for her when we're at the hotel saying goodbye. And they were leaving, and when she got in her car and drove off, I'm like, Irene, we never got to pray for Pastor Jen. It was in my spirit to pray for her. I said, Father, please touch her. Touch her in whatever she needs. I don't know what she needs, but we didn't get to lay hands on her, get to pray for her. But how many know we don't have to lay hands? We just have to believe. We just have to believe. They can be across the nation, across the world. We just have to believe. And when I went over there, we prayed. We went on the cruise. She emailed me, asked me about the cruise, and she said, call her. So I called her, and she said, David, before I went to service, I got some bad news that I had leukemia in my blood cells. The doctor said that he would start doing some more tests, and I told him, well, give me another week. I want you to retake it. I went to the healing service, came back, took the test. I just got the results today. I'm leukemia free. That's what God does. We don't need to know. We just need to pray. You already know what you need, amen? You already know what God's doing. You already know how God's doing that. But if we did stay the course, these other places, we wouldn't have the courage. How many know it takes courage to do God's work?
I hope that blessed you. Hope that encouraged you. Hope that moved and motivated you, because God is a good God. Stay tuned for an Ignite Your Faith session with myself, Dr. David Yanis, in just a minute. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I want to welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Welcome back to Igniter of Faith. And we're excited about what God is doing. This is our Igniter Faith session, and we're going to believe God to do some amazing things for your faith right now. Today, I have a wonderful testimony, not in my book, but it goes along with the story of Igniter of Faith, and that is this. Your faith has to be ignited. When your faith is ignited, God can do anything. We trust God to do miracles for us. We trust God to provide for us. And part of that is just trusting God that your faith will ignite. Every time you hear a sermon, I tell everybody this. Our job as ministers is to ignite your faith, to get your faith ready to go and see what God does. This is my friend Simone. She is from Pietermaritzburg, South Africa. We are good friends. In fact, I call her my little sister. Her other two sisters, I always take them to eat lunch or dinner whenever I'm there. I spend at least a day going shopping, and they're the ones that take me everywhere to shop and take me everywhere to go munch when I want to go to the mall and get away from all these other things that we have to do. I go to the mall and go get something to eat, usually a burger or a nice meal. I take them out. But anyway, Simone had stomach issues, and God did some amazing things in Pietermaritzburg, healed her stomach. Not only it was kind of funny, because when I was preaching the first time, she didn't come forward for the prayer, but she felt God telling her to come forward. And then I laid hands on her. And when I laid hands on her, after service, she was like, "Hey, Brother David, can you go ahead and just pray for me? Because I really believe that God is telling me to come up here and get prayed for, even though service is over." And I prayed for her. And I believe it doesn't matter when. Many people have gotten healed after service, going to the parking lot, walking through the aisles to get to the car, to go to the outside, at a restaurant afterwards. God touched her there. Then the second night I preached at a different place, she was there, and she felt God touch her again. Her stomach started to move. Even though it started to hurt again, she said, "No, I'm going to claim my miracle." And at the end of the service, the pain was gone. And this is at her dad's house. They're having a barbecue for me. So sweet. The family, some pastors there as well. We got to the side real quick and did this video. Let's watch it. It's going to bless you.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Simone Vanika from South Africa. I've had 4 operations with regards to hernia repairs and stuff. And I would still suffer with pain. In 2014 I had my last operation, but yeah, we're in 2019 now and I'd still suffer with pain. And then Dr. Yanez came to South Africa and went up for prayer. Just before he prayed for me, he was telling a testimony of somebody else who had a hernia as well. And at that time the hernia pain got really, really bad. And then as soon as he started praying, he said the pain is leaving your body now. And yes, the pain really did leave my body, and it's been a few days and I haven't really suffered with any pain. So I thank God. Amen.
Amen. That is what God does. And we're excited because God is able to do these miracles, not only for Simone, all the way in South Africa, but wherever you're watching this video, whether in the States, whether over there in another country, God is going to move for you the same way He moved for our young, beautiful Miss Simone. God bless you. We'll catch you next time on Ignite Your Day. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.